the pasuk says, "V'chal mishras anavim." Mishras means shore, to soak. What are you soaking? So we're talking about nozer shishore pita bayayim. We soaked a piece of bread in the wine, and the wine was absorbed in the bread. The nozer doesn't have to be the one who's soaking it. I'm not a nozer. If I soak it and he eats it, that's also called nozer shishore pita bayayim. It doesn't matter who did the soaking. It matters who does the eating. So what does that pasuk tell me? Nozer shishore pita bayayim, that what's also? So they were the machlekes. Nozra pita bayayin tells you the din of tam ki yikar. That's how the chachamim say. That's how we learn. The last four lines are mem dalin on the days. Rabbanan, Ami, what is that? Bilam Rabbanan mishas liten tam ki yikar mekantan l'cholisim shabbat Torah. Like the mishas tells you, hetem et starf liyisim. According to the Rabbanan, Mishras tells you that Tam Kiker, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it tells you that Hetem Mitzvah Lisa. What do you mean Hetem Mitzvah Lisa? You need a shear. What's the shear you need? You need a shear of Kazayas. So you can be Mitzvah to Kazayas, half a Kazayas of wine and a half a Kazayas of challah. What is the shear for wine? So that's a Machloekes Satanaim in the Mishnah in Nozir. Usually the Rambam's opinion is, Tosafot doesn't necessarily agree. Rambam's opinion is that when you're talking about eating food, the shear is kazayas, tok de achilos pras, and when you're talking about drinking beverages, the shear is revias. But over here, bayayin, the nozer, there are three prohibitions, shlosha minim asurim le nozer, that's the name of the perik in nozer, shlosha minim. The three things are tumah, tiglachas, and yayin. And yayin, grapes are asur, and wine is asur. So grapes are also, that's food. So the shear is kazayas. Yayin is also, so that's a machlekes hatanaim and the Mishnah. Is it also kazayas? Because it's all the same shear. They say, no. The grapes, the shear is kazayas, and the yayin, the shear is ready. So that's a machlekes. So the question is here, if you say, like Rabbi Akiva, the Nozer Sharet Pita Bayayin is telling me the din of hetem mitztarf liyisur, what the kazayas, it's only if you hold that yayin is the kazayas, so the shear is the same. What if you hold that yayin is berevias? So let's say there's a half a revias of wine. I know exactly. I measured out half a revias of wine, and then I poured the wine into different pieces of bread. It all got absorbed. So I know that he drank a half a revias. I know that he ate. When he ate the bread has a half a kazayas. Let's say bread has many kazayas. Bread has many kazayas. We ate a few slices of bread. And I know that there's a half a revias of wine absorbed. So is a half a revias of wine mitztarif with a half a kazayas of bread? It's not the same shear. One is kazayas, one is revias. That's a question. So there's a Magen Avraham who writes the following. Let's say I had half a kazayas of a potato, so it's not enough to say bar nefashis. And then I had a half a kazayas of a cookie, that's not enough to say ala michya. But I had the half a kazayas of the potato and the half a kazayas of the cookie, tochke de achilos pras. So the Magen Avraham says that you say bar nefashis. Even though the proper bracha achrona for cookies is ala michya, or let's say Cheerios, Wheaties, whatever, the correct bracha achrona is ala michya. But he thinks that the bar nefashis also has a shaychus over there. So if you eat a half a gazais of a cookie, you don't say a bracha achrona. If you eat a half a gazais of a cookie, half a gazais of a potato, then you, or let's say bread. Add a half a gazais of bread and a half a gazais of a pickle. So the Magen Avraham says, in such a case, you say bar nefashis. The Amit star from the Yachad. I remember Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi in the neighborhood here in the Breuers community. So he said when children, he used to learn every morning after Shacharis, he used to learn a little kids of Shulchan Aruch in the course of the year, because they only allow one person to say Kaddish at a time over there. So sometimes you have a few Aveilim who say Kaddish. So they give one person one Kaddish, the other person says the other Kaddish, so then they have an extra Kaddish after Shacharis is all over. Every morning, the rabbi learns one or two Sifim, and used to learn kids of Shulchan Aruch, and then one of the Aveilim says a Kaddish Derabbanan at the end. Then after Rabbi Schwab retired, so they got a new rabbi, so the new rabbi learned Mishnah Berurah. So now they have a new rabbi. So the new rabbi, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is beneath his dignity, and the Mishnah Berurah is beneath his dignity. So he says over the Machlokes and Rab Shlaim is Alman Arya Bacha and the Tzitz Eliezer. So he's fancier. Everything is very fancy. I don't know if the people know what he's talking about, but the Bnei Torah enjoy it very much. So remember, Rabbi Shvab used to complete the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the course of the year. Before Pesach, he covered the Dinam of Pesach, before Sukkot, and before Rosh Hashanah. And then the course of the year, he covered Kemat, the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Every year, he would cover all the Dinam the way he's supposed to. He's supposed to teach the Torah to the Balabatim. So when he said over this din, so he said, you have little children. You can't train a child to say, Allah Michi, it's too long, too complicated. So he said, does it make sense if the child had cookies to tell the child to say Bar Nefosh? The child knows how to say Bar Nefosh. So you see from the Magen Avraham that Bar Nefosh has a Sheiches with cookies. It's interesting. So if you have half a gazayis of a cookie, half a gazayis of a potato, Magen Avraham says that you say Bar Nefosh. So what if you have a half a gazayis of a potato and a half a revius of water or soda or milk or something? The shear is not the same. In order to be mitztarif, we say over the Mishnah in the Ila, says, we said over many times, Reb Shimon's opinion is, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion in the Mishnah in the Elohein Aloikin, in the last parak, and the three parakim in Makkos, the third parak is long there, about Elohein Aloikin. So Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says, Kol Shehu LaMalkus. If you eat non-kosher food, the Nezid, you get Malkus, even if you eat less than a Kazai. So we don't apostle like that. There's a Machlokes of Yechem Reish Lakish in the last parak in Yuma, where the Chatz Yeshiva is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan. So we apostle like Reb Yechem, and it's an Issa Deraisa, but you don't get Malkus. What if you have a half a kazais of Isa, half a kazais of Heter? So that's Heter mitzarf l'Isa. So we don't hold Heter mitzarf l'Isa and call it Torah Kula. Even by Nozir, the Rambam doesn't pass in Heter mitzarf l'Isa. There are different opinions in the Gemara. How many cases do you say Heter mitzarf l'Isa? What if you ate a half a kazais of Chazer and half a kazais of Basa b'chola? So that's a machlek of Satanoim. So there's an opinion that Isurim Mitztarfim Zayim Zed, half a gazais of Chazer, Behemet Tmei, and half a gazais of Basel B'cholim on Mitztarfim Yachad. But what's the common denominator? What Avera did he violate? He violated Avera L'Sechel Kol Te'eva, Kol She'ti'apti L'cho Harei B'Val Teichel. Since it's all Macholos Asura, so they all have in common, so Macholos Asura, so you look. So we don't accept that opinion. We paskan Ein Isurim Mitztarfim Zayim Zed. The Mishnah just says, it's Mitztarfim Yachad, if it's Shmoseim Shavim and Shiureim Shavim. So the Mishnah gives the example. A person is not a Kohen, and he eats a quarter of a Kazais of Truma, a quarter of a Kazais of Chal, a quarter of a Kazais of Bikurim, and a quarter of a Kazais of Maisa and Amaisa. Maisa and Amaisa is Truma's Maisa, exactly the same dinim as Truma. So it's all Shmoseim Shavim, it's all Shem Echot, Shem Truma, and it's Shiureim Shavim, the Shir is the same. But let's say you have a kazayis ben hameis of a human dead body is metame, and a sheretz in a nevela is also metame. A nivlas behema is not metame ba'ohel, and if you touch a nevela from a piece of meat from the A&P, it's metame b'maga b'masa. It's wrapped up, so you're not going to touch it, because the wrapper is mopsik, but if you pick up the piece of meat in the A&P, just to see what it looks like, so it's metame you, it's metame b'masa. Masa means I picked it up even though I'm wearing gloves, even though it's wrapped up, so there's no maga, but there's masa. So if you touch, if you pick up the nevela in the A&P, it's metameyu. If you picked up a kazayas, what if you picked up a half a kazayas of nevela and a half a kazayas of mesodom? But they're not the same tuma. Nevela is only metame tuma sera. If you go to mikveh the same day and you have harish amish, it'll be tor. If you become tummy from Tumas Adam, so it's metame for 7 days, you need hazal shlishi shvi, and then you have to go to the mikveh. So the only time it's mitzdar from yachad, for tuma, for isa, for malchus, for whatever, if it's shmoseim shavim and shireim shavim, it's the same din, and it has the same shir. So the Magen Avraham says, if you had a half a kazais of a cookie and a half a kazais of a potato, it's the same shear, kazais. And bar nefosh has a shaykhus with the cookie. It's not enough. If you say bar nefosh is after eating cookies, it's not enough. But it's not considered. If you train a child to say bar nefosh, because it's too complicated to say alam lichyo, so that has a shaykhus over there. So that's shmoseim shavim shireim shavim. But the Magen Avraham says, what if you had a half a kashir of a cookie and a half a kashir of milk? half a revius of milk. Milk is a beverage, so this shear is a revius be paskin. Tosis has different opinions what the shear for mashkin is. Tosis is not sure. Maybe the shear for wine is kazayis. Maybe it's malay lugma. Maybe it's revius. They're not sure. We say revius because that's what the Rambam says, that it's revius. So what if you have a half a revius of milk and a half a kazayis of a cookies, and the Magen Avraham says it's not shmoseim shavim, it's not shirem shavim, so therefore it's not mitztarfim. Therefore it's not mitztarfim. So we mentioned, I think we mentioned this year, the Keren Oira on Krisis quotes from the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. That itself is interesting. Keren Oira is a chibur on Gemara, and he quotes the Shadus and Tshuva Sefer from the Beis Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who made a suggestion that maybe it is Shirem Shavim. Since there's a Gemara in Masecha Shabbos, where the Gemara says that there's a machloikes b'shamay b'silol, where the dam from an avela is metameh. So we paskin that dam from the avela is metameh. How do we paskin? I think we paskin it is metame. I think Beshila hold that it is metame. Beshama hold it's not metame. Beshama is mekel. I think Beshila hold dam nevela is metame. There's a drasha from a pasuk in Chumash that dam from a mace is metame. Let's say if people are donating blood, that's dam and achai. So dam and achai is not metame, but dam and a mace. If someone dies and the blood comes out after he dies, the dam and a mace is metame. What about dam from a nevela? So there's no pasuk. So that's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil. So we paskan dam from an avela is metame. So some rishonim are of the opinion dam from an avela is only metame mid'rabbanan. It's not menater. But the pashtus and the gemara is not so that it is menater. So the shaila is how much dam do you have to have that it should be metame like nevela. So the gemara says if you have a revius of dam min hanavela, it's in a liquid form. If it would congeal, it would shrink. A revius is a beis machza. When the dam, let's say if you put water in the freezer and you make ice cubes, so it expands. But if you have blood and it congeals, then it shrinks. So instead of being a revius of a liquid, when it congeals, yocha likrosh v'lamad al kazayis, it'll become a kazayis. So basically the shiur is kazayis. So since Bisar nevela is metame b'magam amasa, the meat and the AMP is nevela meat. So Bisar nevela is metame b'magam umamasa b'kazayis. So if you have a revius dam min hanevela, so that's yochel likur shulamad al kazayis. So therefore it's metame. That's what the Gemara explains. That's the reason for Bisilu. Yochel likur shulamad al kazayis. So the Beis Ephraim writes a tshuva that that's called shirem shavim. That's the same shear. If you had, he's making a jump from dam. If let's say the person had a half a kazayis of a cookie and half a revius of milk, when you freeze milk, does it shrink or does it expand? I don't know. You got to find out. The Gemara just says that it's not that all the mashkim are the same. Water expands. Water doesn't shrink. But somehow the Beis Ephraim is assuming that all other liquids, if you'll freeze them, if they'll become congealed, and they'll be converted to a solid form, so every revius will convert to become a kazayis. The Beis Yosef quotes such an opinion from the Ra'oh in Yeridaya. Let's say a kazayis of nevela meat fell into a gigantic pot of soup. Or fell into a big tank of water. So the nevela will make everything treif. So you have to calculate whether you have shishim. If you have shishim, then the tam won't be discernible. Then it won't be nice and tam. So how do you calculate shishim? So you have to calculate shishim times the volume. Shishim is a volume. Shishim times the volume of, let's say, the kazayis of nevela that fell in. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ra'or, a wild opinion, we don't pass like this, that since in liquids you need much more liquid in order that it should congeal to become solid, see, let's say if you hold the kazayis is a half of a beitza, So a revius is a beitza or machza. So if the shear for mashkin is revius and shear for achlam is kazayas, so that's three times as much if you'll assume that a kazayas is a chatzi beitza. He said that's machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, two opinions, whether kazayas is a chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So the Mogan Ram says halacha lemaisa with respect to dinam deraisa, you should be mach. With respect to dinam derabanan, you should be maker. You can be maker on that. Dr. Rabbi Schwab told me that towards the end of his life, he had trouble. He had some kind of a medical condition. He wasn't allowed to eat bread, cake, or cookies all year long. So he didn't. He never had Suda Shabbos. He never washed. But on the two nights of Pesach, by the Seder, he felt he's not going to die from eating a kazayis. So the first night of Pesach, he ate the whole meal. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you only have one kazayis of matzah, so he had tons of matzah, but he wasn't allowed to eat. So he only ate a small amount, only one kazayis. We're not going to have two kazayis from there, one kazayis for the kura, five kazayis of matzah. But if you have a medical condition, you just eat. Sometimes you don't eat anything, you don't look for trouble. And sometimes you eat one kazayis. So it says if you only have one kazayis, eat it at the end of the meal. He had the chicken and the vegetables and whatever. Then at the end of the meal, he would say bar nefashis, and then he would wash and say hamotzi al achilas matzah and have only a kazayis. So how much did he have? So he told me that the first night of Pesach is deraisa. So the Magen Avraham says that with respect to dinam deraisa, you have to be machmer that a kazayis is chatzi beitza. The second night of Pesach is only on tushenis, is only midirabbanan. So he had shlish beitza. So he had a little less. Wow. Had a little less. So the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Ra'o. The Ra'o is working on the assumption that kazayis is chatzi beitza and revius is beitza machza. So the conversion table is when a trefa solid falls into a liquid, into a pot of soup, it's not enough shishin. You have to have 180, because you need three times as much liquid to be equivalent to one unit of solid. So the Beis Yosef rejects it. We don't accept that opinion. We said, you have shishim, that's all shishim of the volume. You don't say in liquids you need three times as much. So getting back again. So the Magen Avraham says this chiddush, that if you have a half the gazais of a cookie, half a gazais of a potato, talk the achilas pas, you say bar nefashis. But if you have a half kazayis, if you have a half a kazayis of a cookie and a half a revius of milk, of a liquid, then they're not mitzarfim because it's not shirayim shavim. It's a different shear. And the Beis Ephraim has a tshuva where he thinks that there's room to disagree with the Magen Avraham. And the Keren Oiran Krisis likes that Beis Ephraim. He thinks that it's correct. He discusses a Yerushalmi that Tosis quoted. Then maybe it is the same shear. Maybe kazayis by solids and revius by liquids is the same thing, because the Gemara made this conversion table. The Gemara said the reason for this Hillel's shita that revius dam nevela is metame dam and ames is metame. All the Tanaim agree. That's a drasha from a pasuk. A dam nevela is a machlekes b'shamen b'shilah. We had this discussion, no, in Kol Shor, beginning of Kol Shor. We spoke about the Taisa, where the Dam is Bechlal Basar or not. So that same Taisa appears in the Sanhedrin and other Masichtas. So the Keren Ara talks about that Taisa and increase it. We mentioned it earlier this year. So that would be a question. Rabbi Akiva holds that Mishras doesn't tell me Tam Kika. Tam Kika, he learned from Giuli Klei Midyon. So Mishras is free to say a different interpretation. So he said, Mishra tells you the din of hetem et starf liyisr. You could be mashlim the shear, half a kashir from the yayin, half a kashir from the pas. But the question is, does that only make sense if you hold the shear for the yayin is kazayis? What if you hold the shear for the yayin is revius? That's a machlek of satanayim in the Mishnah and Nazir. Would you still say that there's room to say that the mitstarfim yachad? I didn't realize today is the yotzah to Rav Baron Lichtenstein. I remember once Rabbi Nachman Stein Zohar Lebrach asked Akasha in Shulchan Aruch, there's two opinions in the Mechaber. It says in Hilchas Shabbos, when you say Kiddush al Hayayin, it's a Gemara in Arbe Pesachim. When you say Kiddush al Hayayin, then it's a Mevarach Tzorach Sheyitam. If you just say the Kiddush on the wine, then you know nobody drinks the wine, so you're not Yotze Kiddush al Hayayin. Someone has to drink. And how much do you have to drink? So the Gemara says, Maloy Lugmov. How much is Maloy Lugmov? So we said yesterday, Maloy Lugmov in a Kometz, and Maloch Hafnav on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Taras, that this depends on each kohen, on the size, how big his mouth is, and how big his fist is, and how big is how big the kmitz is. There's no shir kavua for everybody. Each person is going to be a different shir. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, you have to drink Maloy Lugmov, otherwise you're not Yotzeh, Baruch Sol Shittim. It's not called the Baruch HaLakos, unless either he or someone took a sip from the wine Maloy Lugmov. So what if, let's say, the father of the household says Kiddush, so the father takes, you have a husband and a wife and they have 9 children. And everybody takes a sip of wine, the whole cup of wine is gone, but no one person drank a Maloy Lugmov. Altogether, all the wine disappeared. There was more than a revius. Maloy Lugmov by an Adam Beinani is a rov revius. So they drank up the whole cup of wine, a gigantic becher, all the wine disappeared, but everybody had 1/11th of the wine. No one had a Maloy Lugmov. So that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's mitztarfim yachad. So Rabbi Lichtenstein asked Akasha, how can it be mitztarfim if each person's, the size of his mouth is different? So it's not shireim shavim, so how can it be mitztarfim? So Rabbi Zalechik said, but in theory and abstract, in principle, the din is balay lugmav. So therefore, it's apparently that opinion holds that that's called shireim shavim. If it's not shireim shavim, it's not mitztarfim. So that's a question. That's a question. What we said, that Rabbi Akiva says, "Hetem mitzarfel isa." The pasin the yain am mitzarfim is that only if you hold that the shear for yain is also kazayis, because the shear for the pas is going to be kazayis, or maybe even if the shear for the yain is a revius and the shear for the pas is kazayis, maybe you hold like that the Beis Ephraim that the Mishkan that the Keren Ara thinks is correct. Keren Ara is the brother of the Mishkan and Yankov. Mishkan Sankov was the rabbi in Karlin by the Stolen Achasidim, by Karlin Achasidim. And after the Mishkan Sankov passed away, then his brother, the Karinar, became the rabbi in the city. So that's a question. Yeah, Rashi over here has another comment. The Gemara has a famous comment, Eretz Chita Sarva Gefen Etein Avarim and Eretz Zeshemet Advasha. The Gemara has an Asmachta that Kol HaMikra Zeh is Lishurim Nema. That Eretz Yisrael is such a wonderful country that all the Shivas Hamidim Shenishtapcha Mehem Eretz Yisrael are relevant lahalacha. When you look at the pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you see in front of you all of Kol HaTarakula. You see the Zayas of most of the Shurim HaKezayas. You see Kosevus Hagasa, the Shir for Yom Kippur. Each one is a Chit, the Sar, Gevin, Tainim, Rim, and each one is a Shir for some halacha or another. So Rashi says on that Gemara, and Rashi says on Adaf also, how much dam does it? The Rambam writes also, how much dam do you have to drink in order to get Malkus? So Rashi says, Kazayis. And the Rambam also writes, in Hilchas Macholas Asuras, think Perek Dalet, Perek He, starts off the Perek, Oichel Kazayis men Adam is like it. So the question the Minchas Chinuch asks on Parshas Vayikra, Tzav, one of these two sedras, has the Issa dam. So yes, how come Rashi and the Rambam say that the Shir is Kazayis? Shouldn't it be Revius? It's a liquid. So mashkim the shir is usually revius. That's the Menchas Chinuch's kasha. So the Menchas Chinuch says he thinks that the teretzes and the biskerov and the notes on nazir thinks that the Menchas Chinuch's teretz is correct. He thinks the answer is it depends. How does it appear in the chumash? Since it says in the chumash kol dam lo sechelu, it doesn't say lo sishtu. It says kol dam lo sechelu. So if in the chumash it's written achila, then the shir is kazais. If it would say lo tishtu, then the shir would be revius. That's what he answers. There's a Meiri and Eridin. That Gemara, Eretz Chita Sarek Gefen Etayinim, Kol HaMikra Zeh Kula L'Shurim Nehmar, that the Chita is Negev to Bayis HaMenuga, Tuk Dachilas Pas Chita, Mesa Vechol Beliftan. That's in this week's seven. Chita is a Shir, and Sarek is a Shir. Gefen Etayinim, and everything is a Shir. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, that kezayis is chela bedam is kezayis. So the Meiri on the beginning of Erevin, that Gemara's quoted the beginning of Erevin. So the Meiri writes over there, It's only if the dam is karush, the shiv is kezayis. Why dam karush? So I thought the pasha pshat, it's obvious why. If it's liquidy, then the shiv would be revius. He's coming to answer the minchas chinas kasha. If the dam is liquidy, so then it's a mashke, so the mashke this year is revius. So how can Rashi say that the shiv is kezayis on dam? So he says, we're talking that the dam congealed. So you're eating it. So if you're eating it, then the shear is kazai. So if you're drinking it, then the shear is a beast. I thought that it's obvious what it means. The one who put out the meiri, Mosad Rav Kook, put out the meiri. So they gave the sefer to the Rav Simcha Zisel Brody, was the one of the Rosh Yeshiva and Chevrenei Yeshiva. In Gula, not Dana Chevron. In Chevron Yeshiv in Gula. So he has a lot of footnotes there. There's a Kemat Mor, there's Poritz Merubalem, there are more footnotes than there are texts of the Miri. So he does understand why the Miri writes Dam Karush. He thinks that it's a misprint, it's obviously a misprint. That's why I spoke about yesterday, that the Rabbi Natan made a cherem, that you're not allowed to be Magi and the safe, and maybe what it says is correct. Only if it's absolutely obvious that it's a mistake. So here, Epsim Chazisel thought that it was obvious that there's a mistake here. So he has a whole foot. Pasha Pshat, it's not a mistake. Dam Karush is solid, then you need a kazais. If it's liquidy dam, then you need revius. I thought it's Pasha. He thinks that Karush is a Rashitavis and it stands for something. I didn't think it was right at all. I remember once I heard a shiur from Epsim Chazisel Brody. The yeshiva in Chevron was learning the Dor. So there's a problematic Rambam, Bikur Kamatzus of Arashta Kamatzus, in the first parak in the Dor. So there's a Rambam that the Ravid says absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. So there's a famous pshat from Adolvola Soloveitchik. He has a beautiful pshat on that. As it happens to be, Rabbi Soloveitchik here in the yeshiva said the exact same pshat as his uncle said. And he made it even fancier. He made it even with more details. A very, very beautiful pshat. So if you want to say Yeshiva Nad Gemara, you have to say, everybody knows the Rav Dovla said, you got to say something better. So he took upon himself, Rav Simcha Zisel took upon himself to give Yeshiva Nad difficult Rambam. And I thought it fell flat on its face. I thought Rav Dovla was better. So what do you have to outdo Rav Dovla? He already gave a fantastic... Well, they gave a good pshat on the Rambam. I have to give a different pshat. There was a newspaper that I remember once in the summertime. In Israeli newspapers, Reb Simcha Zisel had to come to America for medical care. So when he came to America, so he wrote in the Israeli newspapers that he was negotiating to become a Magid Shir in Yeshiva University. So I remember I was in Eretz Yisrael, so they asked me, do I think it's true? So I said, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe, yeah. But it turned out that it was his enemies that wanted to ruin his reputation. So they said they leaked out this false information to the newspapers that he's considering giving a shiur. I remember Rabbi Chalap was the menahel of the yeshiva at that time. Rabbi Chalap was furious. How can Dr. Lam do this without consulting me? So he spoke to Dr. Lam, and first he wanted to find out if it's true. So he asked him, did you ever hear Rabbi Simcha Zisel Brody? He says, Brody Brahman, the name sounds familiar, he doesn't remember who is it. So he realized that it can't be. The whole thing was above him, I said, just his enemies wanted to attack. Anyway, it was a prominent Talmud Chacham. Prominent Talmud Chacham. It's a different style of learning. Anyway, I thought that the answer was different. Why is the Shir for Dam Kazayis? Why shouldn't it be revius? So I thought the answer is that the difference between Oichel Amashke doesn't really, many Achronim say like this, doesn't really depend on whether it's solid or liquid. It depends whether it's a food or a beverage. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam, how much soup do you have to drink in order to say a brach Achronim bar nefashos? So he says, kazayis. Aye, but the soup is liquidy. So he says, but you don't drink soup when you're thirsty. It's not a beverage that you drink to quench your thirst. It's a liquidy food. Water, or milk, or coffee, or tea, or wine, that's a beverage. We don't drink wine so much. We only use wine for Kiddush Avdol. But there are people that drink in Italy where the water is polluted. So they drink wine in the middle of the meal. They drink wine like a beverage to quench your thirst. Schnapps, that's what we mentioned more than once. The Kamarna was a Chassidish Rebbe. The Kamarna has a Pirish on Mishnayis. As the Bartanuri with the Tosi on the bottom of the page, every other page is a comment from the Kamarna Rebbe. I saw it once in Breuer's in Breuer Shul in the women's section. They have a women's section downstairs. They have upstairs for the women who can't climb upstairs to the balcony, so there's a little section downstairs. And the women's section downstairs, they have for the women this Mishnayis. But the Kamarna is Pirishan. So the Kamarna has a Chiddush that schnapps is considered a Neuchel. It's not considered a Mashke. Because he says people don't drink schnapps in order to quench their thirst. And even in Russia, where they drink a lot of vodka, they don't drink it. It's not like wine in Italy that the water is polluted. In Russia, they drink vodka to relax, to calm their nerves, but not to quench their thirst. So that's basically many achronim hold that that's not considered a maichel. That's not considered a mashke. That's considered a liquid form of a food, just like a soup. Rav Moshe has a chiller where he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Hayodim that how much soup do you have to drink, and even if it's clear soup and it's not thick soup with a lot of vegetables. Clear soup has no barley, has no vegetables. Still, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Hayodim that the shear is kazayis. Rav Moshe disagrees. He says that it's not correct. But many achronim hold like that. The Chacham Avadya has a whole tshuva where he quotes the both opinions and he quotes all the sources. Rav Chanan has like that. So I thought that the nochrim in the slaughterhouses, the non-Jews, like to drink the blood. The blood that comes out of the Shas Tzias and Shama, for us it's an Issachoris, but for them it's Mutta. They think that it's very healthy. So they drink it not to quench their thirst, they drink it because they think that it's healthy. So they drink it as an Eichel, not as a Mashka. It's like a soup by them. It's not a beverage to quench the thirst. So that's why Rashi and the Rambam say that the Shia should be Kazayis. I can understand that. That Dam would be the same as a soup, like the Chayodim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. What do we learn again from Mishras? So there was a Machloikas, Rabbi Akiva, and Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva holds you learn Tam Kiyika from Gilei Klei Midyon, and Mishra tells you had to Mitzdarf Liyiser, and you really should have learned that I had to Mitzdarf Liyiser to call it Tarakula, but you don't, because it's Shnei Ksuvim Abayin Kiyechot, because you have, what are the two? The top line, Shum, on top line of Mem Hemer, Amshum Tavi Nozir Echad, the Shnei Ksuvim Abayin Kiyechot, if you have one pasuk, then you say amamatzin. If you have two psukim, then what do you need two? You could have learned that A from B or B from A. So the fact that it's written by both means that it only applies there. You should not learn out. A malamna doesn't mean you don't learn out. You learn out that fakir, the din only applies in these two cases, and kol ha'tarkula, the din is not so. So the Gemara has the same idea here. Take a look at the last line on Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. Last word on Mem Dalet. Kiditanya Mishras. Litin Tam Kiker. Shemshara Mishras means to soak. Shemshara no Meman Yesh Mem Tam Yang Chai. Mikanat Adan Lachala Tarakula. How is that done? So Pasha Pshat the Mamatzino. You have one Pasuk over here. It's a teaches you in Kala Tarakula. So instead of saying a Mamatzino, the Gemara makes it a Kalvachayma. What's a kavachayma? Uma nazir mishus is by nazir. Sheni suri sarayim. Stam naziris is not a nazir oilam. Nazir oilam is an institute. There is such a thing as a nazir oilam. It never says in chumash though. Nazir oilam is a lochal moshe mesina. In the chumash, you have stam naziris of shloshim yom. And naziris plusim ilamid yom. You can't have naziris less than 30 days. It goes in units of days. You can have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You can have 35 days, 45 days, 55. It doesn't have to go in units of 30s. It has to go in units of days. You can't say, I want to be a nazir for 44 and a half days. You have to be for 45 days. If you say 44 and a half, the din is 45 days. But you can't, there's, in the Chumash, no such thing as a nazir. There's only a nazir for an amount of time. In Yisur, the Torah Shebaal Peh has an institution of a nazir oilam. The Prima Godim and the Psicha and the beginning of the Psicha HaKolela is Torah Chaim. Prima Godim wrote an introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. So he calls it his Psicha Torah Chaim. Psicha HaKolelas, Torah Chaim. So he starts off with the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaNizok, and there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe Elozer. The Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan is Rebbe Elozer. The reason why I always say that, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan is Rebbe Elozer, I remember one summer I was learning Becharusa with a fine rabbi who had smicha from Moshe Feinstein. He was a very nice rabbi. He was my next-door neighbor in the mountains on vacation, so we were learning together. So you had a kasha, two gemaras, it's a contradiction between Rebbe Elozer on one place, Rebbe Elozer on the other place. I said, you're mixing up. One is a Tana, one is an Amora. It's obvious they're two different people. One is in a Mishnah. Rabbi Elozer says something. And then he had Omer Rabbi Elozer, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elozer was an Amora. He thought that that was Maskilah She'ensa. It's ridiculous. You have to know who the names are, who you're dealing with. It's not the same person. They're two different people living in two different generations. So the Gemara has there in Hanizokin, in Perek Hanizokin, middle of Gittin, the Machlech Tzad Yochanan, Rabbi Elozer, is Rav Torah Bichsav. Was Rav Torah Baal Peh. So it's a Pella, so the Prima Godim starts off the Psilcha Kalelis with this Gemara in Gittin Perek HaNizokin, and he quotes the Be'er Sheva, is a Sefer that was written, I think, the early 1600s, or late 1500s, early 1600s. Be'er Sheva, unhurrious, is bothered with Akasha. You look in any library. How many Svarim are there in the Tanakh? Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh. 24 Svarim. Years ago, the Europeans, they wouldn't say Tanakh. They would say Esmer B'Yarba, the Esmer B'Yarba, they would call them. So, the 24 Svarim in Tanakh. And Torah Shebal Peh is Mishnayis and Tosefta, and you look at the Beis Medrash. The whole Beis Medrash, everything is Torah Shebal Peh. There's a small section of Torah Shebichsab. There isn't so much. How can you have a Machlekes? It's ridiculous. Of course, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So, what are they fighting about? It's not Shaykh. So, the Be'er Sheva explains that the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis writes that there are five parts to the Mishnah. Mishnah is the Torah Shebal Peh, the Rambam writes. Five parts to the Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, you have all the Gzeiros the Rabbanan, and all the Mitzvahs the Rabbanan, Takanas the Rabbanan, that's number 4 and 5, the last two sections of the Torah Shebal Peh. Then the first three sections of the Torah Shebal Peh are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there's no way to read it in between the lines. Then you have Pirushim HaMukubalim and the Moshe Misina. We have Psukim, like it says, Pre-Eitz Hadar. It doesn't mean a good-looking fruit that seems to be appetizing. Pre-Eitz Hadar, we have a tradition. It means Esrog, period. And it says, Ayin Tachas Ayin. It doesn't mean you take an eye for an eye. It just means you pay for it. It means Mammon. And the Rambam says, in Hilchas Chayv HaMazik, this is the way we saw in the Bez Nishol of Moshe Rabbein and the Bez Nishol Yeshua Ben Nun. This is the way they always paskel. This is a tradition that's what it means. Every language has certain expressions that have certain connotations. And it's not every word. It's not supposed to be taken literally. Every language has like that. Every language has like that. And then you have all the drushes that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash, the drushes, man, by reading in between the lines. It's a Klal Prat, it's a Dovah Shoei B'Chlal, the Yatsam Rav, Kal Kal B'Chaim, the Din Yav, Mamatzin, and so on. All the Midrash, the drushes, man. So the Be'er Sheva suggests, and then the Rambam writes, how many halachas l'moshe misina are there? So the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, there aren't so many, and I'm going to give you the full list. He gives you the whole list. So on the bottom of the page, in the end of Brachas, when they have this Hakdamah so Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah is printed there, in the bottom of the page, they tell you, look in the Sefer Chabas Yoy, Shal Shubas Chabas Yoy, yes, the Pella, the Rambam left out the three times as many. The Rambam left out two-thirds of all the halachas l'moshe misina. So the Netziv writes in his Hakdamah to his commentary on the Shiltas, his Hakdamah to the Shiltas is also not an introduction to the Shiltas, introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. It's worth reading, it's very interesting. So the Netziv comes to defend the Rambam from the Tainus of the Chabas Yoy. So he says, the Rambam left out every time the Gemara says Gemara Gemiri Lo, Gemara Gemiri Lo. So Rashi and Tosis and the Rosh always say Halacha Moshe Misina. So the Rambam will always be careful. He'll always write in Pi Hashmua Lomdu. The tradition had it. When the Gemara says Halacha Moshe Misina, the Rambam writes Halacha Moshe Misina. When the Gemara says Hilchos Gemiri Lo, Gemara Gemiri Lo, means we have a tradition. It means it was worked out generations ago, centuries ago, and we don't remember what the alfusa is. That's a shadow. The Rambam leaves out tzuris in the beginning of Bava Kamma, in the second paragraph of Bava Kamma. Martabak tzuris is a told at a rego. So the Rambam doesn't quote it as halacha moshim sinik, because the Gemara says hilchas gemiri lo. So the Rambam writes mepi hashmua lam. That means that there's some yalfusa which was forgotten over the years. So that's not halacha moshim sinik. So that's what the Be'er Sheva writes. There aren't so many halachas la moshim sinik. There aren't so many pirushim hamukubalim la moshim sinik. There aren't so many of those. The bulk, and leaving out the dinim derabbanim. I'm not talking about the fourth and the fifth parts of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the Dinim der Rabbanon, the Takanas der Rabbanon, and the Gzeres der Rabbanon. I'm talking about the first three parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rambam has five parts, the five sections of Torah Shabbat Peh. So the first three are the Dinim der Reis, and the last two are the Dinim der Rabbanon. So the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh is really all the Dinim that are derived based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashbehem. So that's what the Be'er Sheva suggests, that that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer, but the Rav Torah's Baal Peh, Rav Torah's Bichsav, what's the status of the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines? As a reading in between the lines, you're putting everything all together. You're not adding something on halacha l'moshe misina from outside. You're reading it in between the lines, and so maybe that has a status of Torah Shebichsav. So that's the machlokes. But then he says, so that's number one. Prima Gordon starts off with that Be'er Sheva and Harius. That's the machlokes of Yechon and Reb Lozer, where the Rav Torah's Bichsav, Rav Torah's Baal Peh, they're arguing whether the dinim that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah and Drashim, that they have the status of Torah Bichsav, Torah Bichsav. Then he asks, but what's the big difference? What's the difference? What are they fighting about? What's the difference with the Torah Bichsav, Torah Baal Peh? So he gives you a list of nafkaminis ledina, that we assume that dinim that a Torah Shebichsav are considered more chomer, more serious than dinim that are only dinim deraisa that are only known to halacha moshe misina. So one of the examples that he gives is a nazir oilam. If a person is a nazir oilam, it doesn't exist in the chumash. There is no such thing as a nazir oilam. There's a nazir for an amount of time. A person is mekabel naziris for 10 years, for 7 years, whatever. The Gemara tells a story that Hileni Hamalka was a Jewish queen. And she met a woman, Isha Isha Kira, Nedu Nazar Lahazal Sham. A woman can be Mekab and Naziris also. So the Gemara says, Eleni Amalka, her son, went to battle. He was a general in the army. And she took a Nedu Naziris. If my son will be victorious, she's going to be a Nazira for 7 years. I forgot about it. 7 years or 10 years, something like that. So then she observed, she lived in Chutzlords. She observed the Naziris. Then she came to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Karbonis at the end of the years of Naziris. So they told her, sorry, there's a din midirabbanon. Maybe it's a din min haTorah, but poshva a din midirabbanon. All of Chutz Lo'aretz metamik kebeis kvaris. Because the mace and marble are dead all over. The marble didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. But all over there are mace and marble, so the midirabbanon, there's a din. Chutz Lo'aretz is metame like in a cemetery. So if the nozer was in the cemetery, hayam harishani vitlu. The whole time that he was in the beis kvaris doesn't count. She was in Kabbal Naziris, I think, for 7 years. So the 6.5 years that she lived in the Chutz Lo'aretz didn't count. So she had to count another 7 years. Then Mamsh, at the end of the second unit of 7 years, then she happened to be in a house that someone dropped dead. She had to start counting the 7 years all over again. So after 21 years, she finally was able to, she was in a zero. Must have had very long hair. So after 21 years of observing the Nazir, she finally was able to bring the karbanos. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says. There is an institution of Nazir Olam, but that's only Allah al Moshe Messina. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not Torah Shebichsav. So that's what the Prima Godin in the Hakdamah, the Psich HaKolelus, the Psich HaKolelus, Dor HaChaim, he quotes, Yerushalmi a Nozer. I think the Yerushalmi says, let's say, a Nozer and a Kohen Gadol, not even metame to the Zayin Kroivim. A Kohen Hedyon is metame to the Zayin Kroivim, or to Meis Mitzvah. A Nozer and a Kohen Gadol is only metame to Meis Mitzvah, not metame to the Zayin Kroivim. So let's say, a Nozer, a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol are walking on the highway, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. And they have no cell phone, they can't call any the Chevek Kadisha. So the din is that, and you don't need both of them to take care of the mace mitzvah. One of them can take care. So that's a Mishnah in Nazir. Which one should be metamei? So one is a kohen gadol, one is a kohen hedyot. So the kohen gadol is dina mamocham, and then the kohen hedyot. So whenever you have to violate a nisa, so you say hakala kal tchila, like you have to be mechal shabbos or chol sheish b'sakana. So you say let's violate a lesser isa rather than violate a bigger isa. Violate a lesser isa. So the same thing, you have to be metamei to the meis mitzvah. So the kohen gadol isa tuma is mocham, and then the kohen hedyot isa tuma. But if you have a kohen gadol and a nazir, are both walking down the highway and they bump into a meis mitzvah, which one then should be metamei? So we discussed that. That's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. That's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Before Pesach, I think we spoke about it. That Yerushalmi says that it's Beishamai Bishil Lishitosim, because Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu, and Eliezer was from the Beishamai. And that was a machlokes where they say Bar Piagofim first, they say Kiddush first, Toder Mekudush. Which one is Odif? And then there's the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi there gives you more detail. Yerushalmi says, what if you have another oilam and another shloshim yom walking down the highway? Which one is machamer? So one would have thought the nazir olam is for longer. Nazir only shloshim yom is lesser. Yerushalmi says, no, nazir olam is only known through halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The nazir shloshim yom is in the chumash. A nazir lizman katsuv is in the chumash. Nazir olam, it doesn't exist in the chumash. So since it's only known through Torah Shema Peh, so that's a lower level of Chumr. Whatever is Mufurish and the Pasuk is considered Mochumr. The Gemara every so often has. We had it earlier in Pesachim. Every so often the Gemara will have Nilsa Dasi V'kal V'chaymer Torah V'kosav L'akro. You really didn't need that Pasuk. I would have been able to figure it out. I have another Pasuk. If that's the din there, V'kal V'chaymer, that the din is over here. Certainly like that is V'kal V'chaymer. Nonetheless, the Torah wrote it. So why did the Torah bother to write it? If it's milsa dasi b'kavachaim, why tarach v'kosav l'akro? So some explain because if it would have only been kavachaim, it would have been only Torah Shabbal Peh. Tarach v'kosav l'akro, now it became Torah Shabbal Peh. Now it's mochomer. You have to be machma more on something that's Torah Shabbal Peh as opposed to something that's Torah Shabbal Peh. There's such a strange Rambam in Hilchas Treifas. The Rambam says there are seven different, the Gemara said there's seven different categories, there's 70 different treifas, but there's seven general headings, seven categories of treifas. So the treifas that's described in the Chumash, Ubasam Asara Treifa Lo Sechelu, is drusa. If I want to shecht the sheep, and the sheep, on the neck, the sheep was clawed by a bigger animal. So sometimes if it was clawed by a bigger animal, then it'll make it into a trefa. So the Rambam says, that's why it says, basa basode, trefa. Why basode? In Bo'ir, there's no din of trefa, only basode. Basode means normal. It was attacked by a wild animal, basode. So the Pshuto Shon Mikra talks about drusa, that it was clawed by a bigger animal. But there are others, chaluda, there are others. In the Kuva, there's seven different categories. So the Rambam says, but since the Pshuto Shon Mikra, when it says the din of Treifa, it's talking about Drusa, so that's why we're more Machmer, Sofik Drusa is L'chumra, and Sofik by the other Treifa is L'kula. So the Taz, in the first Simen, Hilchus Treifa says, where do you find, he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about, where do you find the din? That by Sofik Treifa is Yemekel, except for Drusa, he doesn't know what he's referring to. That's the question, what is the Rambam referring to? But that's what he says. He says, because Drusa is Mefurish Bikro, that's Torah Shabbat, and all the other six categories of Trekas are only Torah Shabbat Peh, so that's why you're more Mekel on the others, and you're more Machma by the Drusa. So getting back over here, Nachamot. So you have the Pasuk Mishras, and there was a Machlok Zatanayim, Mishras being Shoret Pita Bayayin, and what is it telling me? Rabbi Kiva says, I know already Tam Kiyikar from Giuli Klei Midyon. Mishras tells me Hetem Mitzdafis. And the other Chachamim say, no, you can't learn out. The other Tanaim say, you can't learn out from Giuli Klei Midyon, because that's a Chiddush, because even if it's not sitting in the Kedeir, even if the Treif of Bli is not sitting in the Charsis HaKedeir for 24 hours, still he has to Pog Mapurta. When it's Pogim B'miktsa, it's going to be Nosin Tam Levgam. And Nosin Tam Gam is usually Mutan. Here it's a Chiddush. Since Giuli Klei Midyon is a Chiddush, even though the Chiddush is L'chumra, it has a Chiddush L'chumra, okay. So you can't learn out anything else from the Parsha of Giuli Klei Midyon. Any Parsha has 1,001 dinim. If one din is a Yotzei Min HaKlal, maybe the dinim also don't fit into the pattern. The Simi Chiddush L'yafin. But this, again. So this Tana holds you can't learn at Tam Kiyika from Gilui Klei Midyan. Not like Rabbi Akiva said, you learn at Tam Kiyika from Mishras. Mishras Litan Tam Kiyika. Shemshon Ov Mamai Yesh El Tam Yayin Chayiv. We cannot the Dan Lachol Atar Kula on the first 2.5 lines on them, Dalal on the base. So you could have said, Amam Atzinu. So instead of saying Amam Atzinu, Gemara makes it a Kavachayim. You don't really need a Kavachayma. That's what we discussed. That's what the Prima Godim discussed. And one of his little songs. What do you need the whole Mida of Kavachayma for? Every Kavachayma is a Mamatzino with icing on top. Not only is it the same, it's a Kavachayma that it should be the same. So what do you need the whole Mida of Kavachayma for? So he gives the question is which Mida. There is a list of Yud Gimel Midas that are turned to Yashas. Before Baruch Shammah, it says, Reishmoy Lomir, Shloshim's Maya turned to Yashas Ben. That's the opening Bryce and Teres Kahanim. Rabbi Shmuel Amir, Rabbi Shlosh Esmeres, how the Teres Kahanim, the Sifra and Vayikra begins like that. So that's a big question. Which Mida is Mamatzinu? The Gemara says Mamatzinu is the most often used Mida. Gemara says, Kola Tarakula is Madama Milsa and Milsa. Everything is Mamatzinu. But where is Mamatzinu on the listing? So some Rishonim say Mamatzinu is included in the Kavachayma. And you can't ask Akasha, what do you need to meet a Kavachayma? Every Kavachayma is a Mamatzinu with icing on top. You can ask the kasha, if Mamatzinu is part of the same Mida of Kavachayim, so there's no kasha. But others hold no. The Prima Gaon quotes this machloek is the Meiri and others. So others hold that no, that Mamatzinu is included in the Mida, we spoke about it over here. Mamatzinu is included in the Mida of Binyanah. Binyanah means whenever a word, the whole Chumash was written with one style, was dictated, because Baruch Hu dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word and letter for letter. And the style of the whole Chumash, it was authored by one author, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the style is the same throughout. So if you have in one place that the word aid has the connotation of a katedim, two witnesses, and whenever the word aid appears, unless it says aid echad, whenever the word aid appears, it has the connotation of shnei aidim. And the same thing, any other word like that, that's called binyanav. So binyanav is based on the assumption that the style, the Hebrew style of the Chumash, the Chumash was authored by one author, and the style is the same. It's a unified style. So the word has the same connotation whenever it appears. So the Mida of Mamatzinu is that the halachas all blend in to be one style, to make up one big mosaic. That's why you can learn that Midinechad Lachaveru, because we assume Kol HaTarakul in Yenechad. So according to those Rishonim who hold that Mamatzinu is not part of the Midah of Kavachayim, but it's rather part of the Midah of Binyanav. So then you have a kasha, why do you need the whole Midah of Kavachayim? Every Kavachayim is a Mamatzinu with icing on top. It's a Kavachayim. That it should be a Mamatzinu. Why do you need the Midah of Kavachayim? Every Kavachayim is a Mamatzinu. Why do you need a Kavachayim? So the Prima Gaon gives fancy, complicated answers. A Pirchani or Chiyach, something. It says it'll happen after me. It's a rare. You don't really, you really come upon that nafkamina that he chaps. So here, the Bryson could have just said, mikanat alomid, mikanat adan l'chalat arakulo, that there's a din of Tam Kikar and Kalat arakulo. Instead of saying mamatzina, the Bryson says, it's a kabachem. Uma nozir, there are three kulas in nozir that you don't have in Kalat. Uma nozir, sheni isur isur, it's not a nozir olam. In the Torah Shebichsab, there is no nozir olam. And even if there would have been, but the Mishra says by regular, by plain Nazir, but it happens that Nazir Olam is Torah Shabbat. So Ma Nazir, Sheni Sarisa Olam is only a Nazir for his man Kotzer, Veni Sarisa Hanoah. A Nazir is permitted to get Hanoah from the grapes and the wine. Let's say he has a liquor shop and he sells wine, or he has a store, he has a vegetable store, he sells grapes. Maybe it's not a smart idea he should have a liquor shop, he should deal in wine. But strictly speaking, it's Mutab Hanoah. Yesh hetali isura. What's a hetali isura? He could be mata neder. If he goes to a chacham and has a pesach acharot, he could be mata neder. So nazir, this and nazir has the three kulas. Nonetheless, it has a chumrah about tamki because a kilayim she isura isurailam is not limited in time. Isura isano aklay akem is also mano. Then Hetel Yisur is not waiting for him. Din, shouldn't it be a Kavachayim? A din means a Kavachayim. Ein Anshim and a din means the din means Kavachayim. And a din shouldn't be a Kavachayim. Sheyayosa Tam Kikah. But what din le Orlo Bishtayim? Orlo, you don't have all the three Chumras. You have two out of the three of the Chumas of Klal. Which one of the three do you not have? Which one of the three do you not have? So that's a discussion in Tosfos over here. What does Tosfos say? V'chein ani perakam kedush naflam etches. The same thing Gabi Chodesh. That the Chodesh only has two out of the three. Pirush HaKuntres, and Rashi says, Oilein Yisar Yisar Oilam. After 3 years, there's no Issa Orlam. Yeah, but whatever grew in the first 3 years is also the Orlam void. What grows after the 3 years will be Mutter, but that's not Orlam. The tree was never Osamana. Even within the 3 years, only the Peiris are Osam. A lot of times, Peiris don't grow the first 3 years, so there's nothing as Orlam. Orlam, Kalai HaKerem, even the wood, even the branches become Osam, even the twigs. When you have Klaikam, everything becomes Asa, even the inedible part, because it's Asa Banor. But Orla is also Asa Banor. But Orla, the wood of the tree, is Muta Banor, only the Peris. Barat Malasa is Pirio, only the Peris are Asa. If it's not a Pri, it's not Asa. So Tosfos doesn't understand Rashi. Rashi says, Hu Adin L'Orla Bishtayim, that Orla doesn't have Yisur Yisrael, because after the 3 years are up, it won't be Orla anymore. So Tosfos said, that's a Pella. The wood of the tree, Ilan lo nesa miyolam. Rak ha-pri, ha-pri ein bo hefter. The pri, if you put it in the freezer, you take it out after 3 years, it's still going to be osa. How can Rashi say that that's the translation of the words in the Gemara? Vadin lo or lo bishtayim, it doesn't have Yisur Yisrael. Vadin a tampir, shvadin lo or lo bishtayim hainu. Vishnas arba, let the revai. It doesn't mean or lo the 3rd year, the 3 years. It means the 4th year. You can be paid in that to revive and you can eat it. That to revive, same as my sashen, you have to either eat it in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha v'Tahara, or you can be paid and take the money to Yerushalayim. So Tosfos said that's called Ein Yisura Yisrael. And Rashi didn't learn like that. So the Menhas Chinuch writes, what are they fighting about? The Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer anyway, and you didn't really need the Kal V'Chomer. You could have sent it with a Mamad Zinui. You didn't even need the Kal V'Chomer. But the Gemara happened to say, the Kal V'Chomer only has 2 points. The third one is missing. So what are they fighting about? So the Menhas Chinuch says it would appear that they're fighting what's the nature of the Din of Revai. The Rashi, Orla is only for 3 years. The 4th year is not Orla. The Rabbi Natan holds, no, Orla is really for 4 years. But the Orla, the first 3 years, ain't Hetel Yisura. The 4th year of Orla is Yesh Hetel Yisura. Aidei Pidiyah. It's a machlokes, what's the nature of Neter Revai? Whether Orla is for 4 years and the 4th year there's a Yesh Hetel Yisura by Pidiyah? Well, no, Orla is only 3 years. Interesting. It should have other ramifications also. So Menhas Chinuch talks about that. Sounds like a fundamental machlokes over here. Yeah.
So it sounds
like even the 4th year is something different. But 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 even the 4th year is something different. Bayadash and Sipcha Biskeno. Yeah, that's a different thing. That's a Gemara. Yalda means a tree that's a young tree that's within the first 3 years. Biskeno means a tree that's already more than 3 years old. But what if you take a branch from a Yalda? I take a branch from a young tree that was just planted 2 years ago, and I attach it to a tree that's 50 years old already. So even though this branch is not yet 3 years old, but I attach it to a tree that's a skena, that's called Yalda Shesipcha Biskena, so it blends in to be part of the other one, so it doesn't have a din of Chodosh. It's part of the other tree. That's called Panam Chodosh Ba'olatam. What does Tosfos say? The other is kind of the betela ain't the ilan the olad. Panim chadash is bava lekan. It's not that yesh hetel is sura. See the branch calls man that it was on the tree that I just planted 2 years ago. So then the whatever will grow from the branch will be orla. The tree, the wood itself is mutabano, but any fruits that may possibly grow will be orla. But once I break off the branch and I attach it to another tree, that's already a skena. It's 20 years old. So then betela, it blends in to become part of that tree. That's the shaila. Let's say they do heart transplants and they do kidney transplants. So now they're starting to do rechem transplants, ovary transplants. So let's say a baby born to a non-Jewish woman is not Jewish. Babies born to a Jewish woman is Jewish. What if you take the ovary or the rechem from a non-Jewish woman and you put it into a woman? A Jewish woman doesn't have that part of the body. So then she has a baby. So is that considered the ovary, whatever, the beitzim? Let's say you take an egg. Now they're starting to make transplants on the whole ovary. Let's say just on the egg. Let's say you take an egg transplant. Take an egg from a non-Jewish woman and you implant it in the body of a Jewish woman. And then she gives birth to a baby. But it was the egg from the non-Jewish woman. So do you say the baby is Jewish or non-Jewish? So that's a shayla. So some want to be poshut the shayla when this din of Yaldash is sitcha b'skein of the tailor blends in to become whenever you make a transplant. Here it's a transplant of a branch. You attach it to a skena tree. And there it's a transplant of an egg and you attach it to a different woman. So he said it blends in to become part of the other thing. It's a mashal. It's a nice mashal, but not every mashal is 100% correct. That's a big shayla. That's a big shayla. Who's considered the mother? The genetic mother, the one whose egg was used, or the birth mother? She was carrying the baby for 9 months. That's a big machlokes. But that's a different thing. Panim Chadash is over there. It's no longer, that branch of the tree is no longer part of an orla tree. That's part of the skena tree. Yeah. These are all the side topics over here. The main topic we didn't do is on Amud Aleph. So let's go back again. So the Gemara said there's a din of kazais b'chdei achilas pras. That is a din d'araisa. Kazais b'chdei achilas pras. Kazais b'chdei achilas pras d'araisa. Amalei en. Yes, it is d'araisa. It's not only d'araisa. It's two dinim. There's one din, there's a Gemara in the last perek in Arvit Sof, that if I eat a little bit of matzah now, a little bit of matzah later, and I paused in between, but the pause wasn't so long, and from the beginning, I ate a kazayis. From the beginning of the first part till the end of the last part is less than kedei achilas pras. So that's mitzarf. That's kazayis to kedei achilas pras. Here there's a different din in kazayis to achilas pras. This is called tarubis. If you have iser that's mixed into heter, and it should have been bottled berayv. Why should it be bottled berayv? Let's say it's not nikah. If it's nikah, then it's not a tarubis. There's not then a bittel berayv. We're talking if it's ain't a nikah. If it's ain't a nikah, it should have been bottled, but it's nice and tam. So then there's a din. If it's kazayis tochid achilas pras, then it doesn't become bottled. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes there is a din of tam kiker, and tam kiker is their isa, but it's only if it's kazayis tochid achilas pras. If you have less than, how much is kazayis tochid achilas pras? And he said it's a ratio. Either it's let's say there are two kazaisim in a beitza, and there are three beitzim in a pras. There's machlokes, how many kazaisim are there in a beitza, two or three? We go lechumra by the rice and lekula by the rabbonans, yeah. And there's a machlokes hatanaim, that's machlokes harishayim. How many kazaisim in a beitza? Then there's a machlokes hatanaim, and that's Rashi writes that the pras is four beitzim. Over here, Rashi writes four beitzim. The Rama writes that pras is three beitzim. That's a machlokes hatanaim, and the Mishnah and Aaron and the Peis. That's a machlokes harishonim, which teeth at the paskalim. So you have the two possibilities. Either there are two kezesim or three kezesim in a beitza, either there are three kebeitzim or four kebeitzim in a pras. So how much is kezais toch lechol's pras as a ratio, as a percentage? So it could be, let's say if you all, there are two zesim in a beitza and there are three beitzim in a pras, so it's one sixth. But if it's three kizesim in a beitza, and there are four beitzim in a pras, so then it's 1/12. Then it's only 1/12. Kazai's tuk dachil is probably 1/12. It's a major difference. Is it 1/6 or 1/12? It's twice as much. And in between, the different shurim could be 1/9. Okay, the different shurim. So the Rambam holds, the Rambam writes in a few places. And every time the Rambam writes it, the Rabbi asks, what in the world is he talking about? The Rambam understood that that's what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam writes, as a din tam ki ikad deraisa, if you have the tarubis min mishen amino, so it's nois and tam, and it's an isa deraisa, but only if you have kazayis toka de achilas pras. If the mixture is less than 1/12, or 1/6, or 1/9, or whatever the proportion is, if it's less, despite the fact that it's nois and tam, it's bottled. And there isn't even a din that chatzishir asim an atur. So the rabbi says, why not? You won't be loike if you lead it, because you don't have a kezais tocha de'achilas pras. So you're eating a chatzishir. Chatzishir is asim an atur. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan and the machlek Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish in the beginning of the last parak in Yuma. So we pass on chatzishir asim an atur. But why did the Rambam say that it's mutam an atur? The Rambam understood in the Gemara that kezais tocha de'achilas pras is a shir in the din of bittul. There is a din, the miut is bottled beroi, but if it's nice and tam and you're eating it, if it's nice and tam and a tvul yom is touching it, then the Rash writes on tvul yom, the din of tam kika doesn't apply. Tam kika only applies if someone's eating it, then you say tam kika. So you have an iser fell into heter, and it's ain a niker. If it's niker, it's not a tarubis, it's not bottled. It's ain a niker, and everything blended in. Let's say it's a liquid, everything blended in, and it's nice and tam, it changes the flavor of the whole food, you can taste it. And nonetheless, the Rambam holds that the Yisr of Tam Kiyika only applies if you have, because it's a condition, Tam Kiyika, the rice only applies if you have this ratio, you have to have a minimum of this ratio, you have to have Kazayis Toch De'Achilas Pras. If you have less, then that's a shear. The din of Tam Kika doesn't apply. The Rabbi thought, no, if you don't have Kazayis Toch De'Achilas Pras, it'll be Chatzis Shear Asman Atar. And the Rambam holds, no, that it's only an Issa De'Rabbanan. It wouldn't be an Issa De'Rais. So there are really two different dinim of Kazayis Toch De'Achilas Pras. One is a shear in Tziruf Achilas, and one is a shear in a ratio in the Tarubis according to the Rambam. Two different halachas. So the Gemara is asking, is that really true? Where is it? The Gemara is going to ask, is it really true that Kazayis Toch De'Achilas Pras a din deraisa? So the Gemara says, where is it again? Eisvei, Shtei Kederes, when you learn Yerideya, in Europe, Yeridei had three halakim. So the first chelek ends with simen kuf yud aleph. Shtei kederes is the last simen in kuf yud aleph. So it's an important din. So what's the din of shtei kederes? Shtei kederes, achos shel chulin v'achos shel truma. Let's name shtei meduchas. The meduchas where you're grinding some kind of tavlin. And then after you grind it, then you throw it into the kederi. You have a pot, you're making soup. So I ground up a little truma, tavlin shel truma. I ground it up, and then I throw it into this kederi. Then I ground up in a different meducha. A meducha is a grinder. I ground up a different tavlin shel chulin, not shel truma, and I threw it into the other kederi. Now he doesn't remember which one he threw, in which one did he throw the truma. So what's the story here? Shtei kederes ach shalchon ach shal truma. It's named shtei meduchas ach shalchon ach shal truma. Enough leil le tachelu. And then they fell in, and he doesn't know, did the truma fall into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and everything is okay. The truma, the big kedera of soup, the whole thing was truma anyway. So the tavna shel truma, do I have the right to be mekel, sveika de rabbana lekula? One of them for sure is truma, and one of them for sure is chulin. But I don't remember, I wasn't paying attention, I'm not sure whether the tavlin that I just ground up, the tavlin shel truma, that I, by mistake, that I throw them into the kedera shel chulin, so everything now should be treated like truma. Oh, no, maybe the truma fell into the truma, chulin fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. So the din is that you make them. Mutar, why is it mutar? Shani yoner, I have the right to be toiler, that's called talia, tof lamed yud yud hey. I have a right to assume Shani Yoyim Sveika the Rabban Lakula, Chuma Toch Chuma Nafl, Lakula Toch Chula Nafl. Well, this is the din of Safik the Rabban Lakula. So a regular Safik the Rabban Lakula, it is not. Why, we already discussed a little bit when we learned the first paragraph of Test of Yud. Safik the Rabban Lakula doesn't apply, we assume, some disagree, we assume there's a Shach and Simakuf test about this. Simakuf test in Yeridea Chela Grishan is about tarubis yavish b'yavish. So if you have a tarubis chad b'chad, so that's a sofik. If you have a tarubis chad b'tray, one tray for, I bought three salamis, and I took, and each salami exactly looks exactly the same. And one is nevela. I bought the tray for salami nevela for the workers, the goyisha workers, so I give them lunch. And the two kosher salamis I bought for my own family. And then I took off all the labels, all the casing from the salami, and then I can't identify which is which. I don't remember which is the trefa salami, which is the kosher salami. So that's a tarubis of chad b'trei. So the din is that it's batel. What if you only have chad b'chad? So chad b'chad, you don't have a ripe, so it's not batel. So what if the whole trefa salami in the first place is only an isa de rabbon? Would you say a tarubis chad b'chad is mutter? So the Shach quotes an opinion from Mishainim, yes, the agos ashri on the side of the rush and chulin, the tiny lead, it's called agos ashri. Usually quotes from the Ozarua. So he quotes from Balei HaTais and say, Muta, but we don't hold like that. We hold that's called Ikva Yisur. I know for sure that there's an Issa. I just then identify, it's a Tarub, it's Chad B'chad, but if you know for sure there's an Issa, so you have no right to say, Sveika D'Rabban L'Kula. So the Pashtus is over here, this is an Ikva Yisur. I know for sure that I ground up Tavlan Shel Truma, and I threw it either into this Kedera or that Kedera. This kedera I know is truma, that kedera is chulin. So I know that I threw some tavlin into each kedera. They both taste exactly the same. They both get, you can't taste which one is truma, which one is chulin. They both started off tasting the same, and then I added tavlin to both, and then they're both going to taste the same. No way to tell the difference by tasting it. But I know for sure that I threw some ground up tavlin shel truma into one of the two pots. I may have thrown it into the kedera shel chulin. So it could be that they're both. Both have to be treated like truma. So you can't apply Sveika de Rabban Lakula here. This is called an Ikve Yisura. Al Pi Pashtus, you don't say, we don't accept that opinion that the Shach quoted from Agos Ashrei and Chulin, that Sveika de Rabban Lakula even by Ikve Yisura. So nonetheless, this is called Tliya. Toilem Misa Kakola Bim Mekulko. We assume that truma Tach Chuma Nafla, Chuma Tach Chula Nafla. What is that based on? So that's... if I'm not mistaken, I think this is, appears in the Shelas David. There was a great goyin, Rav David Karlina. Rav David Karlina wrote on the Rama. He quotes from, he wrote from that are called Piske Halachas. In Europe, they only printed one volume, and then years later, the Mosad Rav Kook printed some of the rest of the volumes on Hilchas Ishus, on the Rama Hilchas Ishus. He was a great goyin. He was a great goyin. Rab Chaim, Rab Soloveitchik used to say that Rab Chaim felt that he was the greatest goyin. So Rab Chaim would always come early to the meetings of the Rabbanim, when all the Rabbanim got together, so that when Rab David Karlina walks into the room, he would be able to stand up out of respect for him. And in the middle of the war also, when Adolola was running away from the Nazis and he came to Vilna before he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he visited Chalamay Pesach, he visited Rav Elbel and Soloveitchik, so they were talking about, Rabbi Gerelik walked with him. Rabbi Gerelik told us that they were talking, They realized the Nazis are going to kill everybody. The Nazis are going to make such a churban atar. So they were reminiscing about all of the various goyim that they met during their lifetime. So the greatest goyim of all that Rav Chaim Oizer looked up to was Rav David Kalina. Rav David Kalina, in the yeshivas, he's known for his pilpul. He's not known for psak halacha. But Rav Chaim Oizer writes tshuvas, and he writes, that's the din. Ubefrat, Rav David Kalina said that's the din. He feels he was a major pesik. He considers what he says halacha lamaisa. So I remember I once read one of the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Oizer, and he says, he heard Hilchas Gittin, which names you do write, which names you don't write, how you spell a name. So he says, you heard Rav David Kalina does like that, that's what he follows. So yes, Rabbi Gavel, since when do you follow Rav David Kalina? He has pilpulim all the time. He says, no, but during his lifetime, he was considered a major pesik. So he has an essay, he has a sefer Shelos David, Shalos HaTshuvos, that's very original. That's a very wild idea, it's very original. So in the Sefer Shelos David, he has an essay about this din of Tolem Sakal Kolob and Mekul Kaliyah. So I think he writes this. You can't really apply the normal din of Sveikha Rabban Lekuliyah because it's Tikva Yisur. But it's based on Sveikha Rabban Lekuliyah that we say, since this Kedera has a Cheskas Heter, one Kedera is Chulin, one Kedera is Truman. So the Kedera that's Chulin has a Cheskas Heter, and I don't know whether the Tavlin Shel Truma fell into that or fell into the Truma one. So I shtel everything up Chazokin. I say the Kedera that had the Chulin remains Chulin, the Kedera that had the Truma remains Truma. I assume the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. It's a combination. You can't say directly Sveika Darabon Lakula because of Ikva Yisura, but because of the idea of Sveika Darabon Lakula, so that's why we say Yishtel of Chazok. So the Gemara says, V'i'amit kezayis dechdechilus prasder aise, if you're really going to say when you have a tarubis, if you have concise tokedah, that if you eat matzah, if you eat morer, tokedah, achilas pras, eat a little bit now, a little bit later, and pause in between. And the pause wasn't so long, and from the beginning of the kezayis till the end of the kezayis, the whole thing was less than the achilas pras. That everybody knows that. That's a brisa later on, in the last parak. That's an Arab something. Here they're talking about the other kind, the other din of kezayis tokedah, achilas pras. A ratio, a proportion, how much it, a proportion of the tarubis, how much of the ingredients are treif, and how much of, so it's less than 50% for sure, but is it more than 1/6, is it more than 1/12, what's the ratio you have? So that's a shayla, is that a din deraisa or not? So that's what the Gemara, v'yam, because I tach ilchis pras deraisa, amay, amin, ashani, yaymer, chumma the tach chumma, why do you have a right to be makled? It may turn out that the guy's going to violate anisa deraisa over here. By Nisa Deraisa, you say Safik Deraisa L'chumra. If you're dealing with a din derabbanon, then there is a din of Sveika derabbanon L'kulas. It can't apply directly, but as a based on Sveika derabbanon L'kulas, you start everything up Cheskas Heter. But if you say that Gezayis Tocht Achilus Pras is a din deraisa, so that you're dealing with a din derabbanon, how can you say Taliyah? Shani Yayma means Tli. How do you have it right? There's no Tli on Dinim Deraisa. Tli is only on Dinim Derabanan. It's based on Sveika Rabbanakun. Amalei, so the Amora answers, I don't know who the names are here. So the answer was given, Hach Trumas Tablan Derabanan. Why is Trumas Tablan Derabanan? Why is Trumas Tablan Derabanan? Tablan Alpi Pashtas are vegetables. Maisa Yerik is always Derabanan. Rashi and Tesis are of the opinion, the bottom line of Rashi. See the bottom line of Rashi, Daf Mem Dalvan Amin Aleph. The Resha, the Resha means the Truma, you take out first. So Rashi's opinion, Rashi and Tosfos in a few places, that Truma Deraisa is only Dogen Tirish V'Yitza. Everything else is only the Rabbonim. The Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. Ravid holds like Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam says, that what is Yitza, what is Tirish, what is Yitza? Tirish is grape juice, a wine, and Yitza is olive oil. So only grape juice and only olive oil. What about grapes and what about olives? So there's a Ramban Chumash. The Ramban Chumash has a suggestion that maybe grapes and olives is only the Rabbanan, like apples and oranges. Truma is only the rabbanim. Maybe it's only the raisa. When you make the wine out of it, and you make the olive oil. That's a problematic Ramban, because there seem to be Mishnayis that say not so. The Mishnayis seem to say beferish, that you can be mafresh from grapes onto wine. Mafresh wine on grapes and grapes on wine. If one is the raisa, one is the rabbanim, how can you mafresh one on the other? So that's a problematic Ramban. So the Pashtus is not like the Ramban Alatar. Pashtus is that not only is wine, and Tirish is wine, and Yitzhar is olive oil. Not only is wine and olive oil Truma deraisa, Chayv and Truma deraisa, even grapes and olives also deraisa. But only grapes and olives, oranges and oranges and other fruits are not, apples are not deraisa. So the Rambam said, how can you distinguish? How can you distinguish? What? Because these are from the Shivas Aminim. Why? So the Rambam has all peris of Elon are deraisa, all fruits. But Maisa Yerek, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, first Maisa Yerek is the Rabbanah. The Tavlin is the Rabbanah. The Pashtus Tavlin is certainly only the Rabbanah.
Kevin?
Yeah?
I didn't understand the idea of the Sheila Stavit. Why can't we say Chazak to Ivan without the idea of Safik Rabbanah?
Why can't you say what?
Why can't we apply Chazak to Ivan without the idea of Safik Rabbanah?
I'm not sure. It is a good question. Why the Gemara says Tli only works if it's a Derabbanan. If it's a Deraisa, it doesn't apply. Why can't you just say Chazaka? Chazaka works. You have a later Sasafik here, because I know something fell in. I don't know. There's a 50-50 chance whether it fell in here or fell in there. If you have Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba. If you have a Raiv, beat Sara chazaka. But here you don't have a Raiv. Here it's a Machza Machza. Here it's 50-50. Whenever it's 50-50, why shouldn't you follow the chazaka? I don't know. You have to look it up again. I have to take a look. But I'm pretty sure that I got that idea from the Shelas David. Yeah. Absalachik said maybe all of this, maybe part of it also, when we were learning here a day. He said either part of it or all of it. I don't remember. I don't remember all the detail. Why don't you just say Chazak? I don't know. That's a good question. There's a Gemara in the first parak, and this is not answering your question. I don't know. It's a good question. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara says that the Chi of Chumas Maisis on Boxer is only the Rabbanim. So that's a kasha against the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that all Paris are Ilan, the Chumash says Tirish V'Yitzar, and it doesn't only mean olive oil and grape juice. It even goes on the olives and on the grapes. We don't accept that Ramban alater. So if it goes on olives and grapes, so the Ram holds that all peris and are included. The other Bishanim say no, only olives and grapes. That's all. The other Shiva Saminim not included. The other peris not included. But if you hold like the Ramam already, that all peris are included, so why does the Gemara say that Buxer is only Trumas and Mises, the Rabbanah? So the Ramam says, because Buxer basically is Michael Behemoth. It's not really people eat it. St. John's bread. St. John apparently ate it. But that's what they're going to call it, St. John's bread. But the Rama holds that it's not, basically, it's Zayim Elachilus Behema. So Michael Behema is not the Inuktevah. The Ravid argues with the Rama, and he says, no, Boxer is the Rabbanim, because only Dog Tirish V'Yitza, all other Perisilah are only the Rabbanim. Yeah. And Maisach Haruvin, and the Gemara says that Hanach LeTrumas Tavlin, Tavlin is only the Rabbanim. Pashtus is because it's Yerek. And Maisach Yerek for sure is only the Rabbanim. The truth of the matter, even if it would have been, let's say, if it wouldn't be Yerek, let's say you have something that grows on a tree, but it's a Tavlin, you never eat that thing. You only cook it in a soup and then you throw it out. So the fruit itself that grows on the tree is never eaten. Just that you cook it, it gives it the flavor, then you throw it out. So that's also only the Rabbanim. That's also only the Rabbanim. But usually you don't need it because I think the tavlin, I think, is usually a yerek. It usually doesn't grow on a tree.
You say maybe that's because it's ground up and not really the
hay? What do you say?
It's ground up.
Yeah.
Also not really the yerek? It's not
Be'im
anymore?
It's ground up, so therefore what?
It's not Be'im, so it's like you remove it from the soup.
No, that's not, that is Be'im. not the end means after you blend in it with other things, then it's bitaru, but then it's not beyond. But the cold mud, you didn't blend in it with the others, it is beyond. I don't think that's a mitigating factor. So this whole din of Tolem is HaKakol B'mkoh Tliya Shani Aymer is only by the Rabbanans. It's beferish. He asked a good kasha, a very good question. Why don't you say Chazaka? Why doesn't it work on the level of the Raisa? Chazaka works even if there is a latest Asafik. Tosis and Chum points out there are two kinds of Chazakas. There's one Chazaka where there's mamish no latest Asafik. There's no latest Asafik. Let's say a guy's a person is a coin is not allowed to walk on top of a grave. So he's going to be nervous when he walks in the street. Maybe there's someone buried here. Why should someone be buried here? You never heard that anybody was buried here. That's a chazaka. There's no latest asofik. Then over here, I have two kederas, and I know that I ground up tavlin l'shol truma. Either I threw it into this kedera, that kedera. They have a latest asofik. So he's still shtalav chazaka, even when there is a latest asofik. That's called a reisa. There's a chazaka with a reisa, the chazaka without a reisa. So the din is yishtalav chazaka. Even if there is a reis. How do you know there's a din of chazaka, yishtal of chazaka? So the Gemara learns it out from Parshas Metzora, from Tzaraz Batim, that the Kohen looks at the Negat Tzaraz and he sees that it has a sheer kigris, and he walks out, Yatzah Kohen al Pesach Habayis, v'hizgiris Habayis. How does he know when he walked out, maybe it shrank, maybe at the time that he's declaring that it's Habayis Muzgar, maybe it no longer has the gris. So Tosha says, how can you prove from that pasuk that the shtel of chazaka, even when there's a reisa, there's no reisa. He saw it. He's looking for 5 minutes at the next. It doesn't change. Then he walks out of the building. Why should it occur to the kohen that it's going to shrink all of a sudden? He was staring at it inside the house for 5 minutes. It didn't shrink when he was there. So that's a chazaka without a reisa. How do you know that even shtel of chazaka when there is a reisa? So Tosha gives you a whole explanation. How you see from the parsha of Bais Hamanuga that even when there is going to be a reisa, but that's the din chazak even works where there is a reisa. So that's why does it only work in this case? I don't know. There must be a very good answer. I just don't know the answer right now. So Nachamal. So the Gemara says this is tavlin and trumas tavlin is only the rabban. Tavlin is only the rabban if it's a yerek. So for sure, it's only the rabban. Even if the tavlin grows on a tree. It's also, if it's not edible, it's only used as flavoring, and then you throw it out. So Tosha said, that's also only the Rabban. Tosha adds the whole like Rashi, that it's only Dogen Tirish V'Yitza. But they say there's another reason why, because it's not edible, so it's not Royal Achilos Sodom, only gives flavoring, so then it's only Trumas Tavlan, the Rabban. So then the Gemara said, but wait a minute, there's another Mishnah. What's the other Mishnah? The first one was a Braisa, and the second one is a Mishnah somewhere. Where is the Mishnah? A Tosefta. Eisrei, Shtei Klupas, Nachos Shalchun, Nachos Shalchuma, Lefneim, Shtei Sot, Nachos Shalchun, Nachos Shalchuma. And here you're talking about Tvua. You're talking about Tchitim. You're not talking about Tavlin. Tavlin is only the Rabbana. But here you're talking about regular Tvua. The Yamakarak, Tachilas, Pasta, Ramayim, Menashani, Yomer. How do you say, does not show that if it's bitarubis, it doesn't even help if you have kazais toch the achilas pas. And for the Gemara, hanach le truma bizman is the rabbon. Truma bizman is only the rabbon. Why is truma bizman is only the rabbon? The Gemara doesn't explain why. Why is truma bizman is only the rabbon? So the bir agro in Yerideya, there's one simon about the mitzvah satlis baritz. Because it wasn't relevant. The tour lived in Chutzlar. The tour never lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't write so much. He put everything in Shin Lamed Aleph. Trumas and Mises and Shmita V'Yovel. It wasn't relevant. But the Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Eretz Yisrael already. So he made it longer. Shin Lamed Aleph is much longer. And then when the Talmidim of the Gra moved to Eretz Yisrael, so one of the Talmidim wrote the whole Pas HaShulchan. He wrote all the details of Trumas and Maisus and Shemitah V'Yayman and so on. All the dinim that are relevant is Manazen. So there in Shin Lamed Aleph, the Bir Agro quotes from the Sefer HaTruma by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Tosis. The Sefer HaTruma reads like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. He spoke about it every so often. Sefer HaTruma reads like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. Usually has elementary dinim that everybody knows. But then once in a while, he's a Bala Tosis. And once in a while, he'll give his Shita. So we know a lot of these shittas of the Sefer HaTrumah. They're quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but once in a while he'll give his original shittas. So here the Sefer HaTrumah writes innocently that at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz, and the whole Chiv Trumah Samaisa Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanah. That's what he translates. Hanach HaTrumah Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanah. Bizman Hazeh means after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Bizman Bayis Sheni, Trumah was their Isa. Because in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, took Shebesh and Kavsh and Shebesh and Chilka, and they endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. But then after the Churban Bayis Rishon for 70 years, Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. Then Ezra and Nehemiah, they brought back Shivas Zion, and they were re-mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. But at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha of Eretz was butlah, so that's why today everything is the Rabbanan. Most of the Rishonim do not hold like the Sefer HaTrumah. Most of the Rishonim hold this as Sugya in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis. Most of the Rishonim hold Kedusha Rishonim was Batla, but Kedusha Shni was Loi Batla. That's the question, why? So the Rambam has a famous comment. He says Kedusha Rishonim was based on Kibush, Kibush V'chiluk. So once the Kibush was undone, the Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian armies, took away the government from the Jewish people. So they undid the Kibush, so the whole Kedusha disappeared. But the Kedusha Shni was not based on Kibush, it was based on something other than Kibush. So therefore it cannot be undone. What was it based on? Based on chazokah. So what is the Rambam makes up a word, chazokah. What does it mean, chazokah? So that's a question. So the Rambam and most of the Rishonim hold the Kedusha Shni Alay Batla. The Kedusha Soretz now is their Isa from the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. And the Sefer HaTrumah learns, so according to them, why is Trumah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan? Why is Trumah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan? According to the Sefer HaTrumah, that's what it means. Kedusha Shni was Batla. According to the Rambam, the Rambam writes, Atruma Bizman Ezra, Afila Bizman Ezra Nehemiah was only, Afila Bizman Bayis Sheni was only the Rabbanan. Why? Why was it only the Rabbanan? So it's very unclear. So the Beis HaLevi quotes his son, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva in Baloshim, very proud of the fact that his son is the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the rabbi in Brisk, and Rab Chaim was the Rosh Yeshiva in Baloshim. So he says, there's a machlekes on Dav Gimel and Moed Katan. And the Gemara quotes a machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, where the Shemitah depends on Yovam. Every seventh year of Shemitah, and after 49 years of seven Shemitahs, then the 50th year is Yovam. So what if you know in advance that you're not going to be able to, there isn't going to be any Yovam, because in order to have Yovam, you have to have across from Dror Ba'oris L'chol Yashver, that the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, and that should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. I used to, when I was a little boy, I was brought up in Philadelphia. So on Shabbos, we used to walk to visit all the Mekomos HaKadoshim. We used to visit the Independence Hall. We used to visit Betsy Ross's home and Dolly Madison's home and Independence Hall and all the Mekomos HaKadoshim. So the Liberty Bell was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to be made in Europe, to be brought to America, to represent the idea of freedom. And then it was adopted by all the 13 colonies as a symbol of freedom in America. And it's freedom of religion. That's what enables us to function in America, a tremendous free country. So the Gemara is Medayik and that Lashon HaPosik, Kros M'drav Ba'al L'chol Z'yoshveh B'zman Shekol Yoshveh Ho'aleh. That's the Gemara in the end of the Erechin around Lamed Beis. So Gemara says, B'zman She'en Kol Yoshveh Ho'aleh, the whole Yovel cannot apply Minatur. So there's a machlekes in the Sifra, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. It says every 70th year you should declare Shemitah, and every 50th year you should make Yovel. What if you know an event not going to lead up to Yovel? Do you still declare the 70th year of Shemitah? Is that only if you know, you think it's going to lead up to Yovel? If you know it's not going to lead up to Yovel, maybe the whole Shemitah is only the Rabbanan. So basically, that's how we pasken on Dav Gimel in Moed Katan. The first sugya there, we paskan like Rebbe Shita, that if you know in advance you don't have Kol Yashvehu Aleho, so the whole observance of Shemitah is only the Rabban. So that's why most assume that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. That's why Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the Kesem Mishnah writes not so. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes a whole kuntras, he's prepared to swear a shvur deraisa that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. We paskan like Rebbe, if you know in advance you don't have Kol Yashvehu Aleho, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only the Rabban. So Rav Chaim just added on, you're only chayv in Trumas and Maises, depending on, it's a function of which year of the Shemitah cycle is it. If it's the first 2 years, then you're mafresh Trumah Gedolah, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. If it's the third year, you're mafresh Trumah Gedolah, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Rani. If it's the fourth or the fifth year, it's a repeat of the first 2 years. And if it's the sixth year, it's a repeat of the third year. And then the seventh year, everything is hefka, so there's no Trumas and Mises at all. So in order to be chayiv in Trumas and Mises, you have to be chayiv in Shemitah. You have to know what year of the Shemitah is. In order to be chayiv in Shemitah, you have to have a Yoivo. So since we don't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, so therefore the Shemitah isn't Chal Menator. Shemitah is only Rabbanu. Shemitah is only Rabbanu, so Trumas and Mises has to be Min Rabbanu. That's what the Beis HaLevi quotes. The name Rab Chaim. So that's a shadow when it says Truman Ban is that the Rabbanon. Why? So the Sefer Truman says because Batlo Kedusha Sa'aretz, and the Bi'er Agro quotes it in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yeridei and Chelak Gimel Yeridei, and everybody else learns it doesn't mean like that. Everybody else says Rambam. Rambam says because Trumas and Mises depends, that's Rab Chaim's interpretation of the Rambam. Trumas and Mises depends on Shemitah, and Shemitah depends on Yoivo, and therefore everything is only the Rabbanon. Okay, good. Maybe tomorrow we'll start the new Gemara. We'll see. Okay.